Jay and Dave in the morning.
Well, hello there, and welcome along to the Jay and Dave Breakfast Show podcast. Dave, it's good to be back from holidays, right?
Well, look, I think we're all refreshed, which is good.
Is it good? Actually, our boss is in the studio. Get on the microphone over here. There we go. This is on the podcast. You don't have to worry about millions of people listening.
Anything goes, by the way.
Okay, all right.
Boss Beck, hello. How are you?
I'm very good. How are you?
Good. So we were away for holidays for 2 weeks.
Yeah, missed you.
Did you actually miss us or are you just saying that?
No, I do. I actually miss you and I was so happy because normally when you come back from holidays, the first thing you do is complain at me.
Correct, yes.
But you didn't this time. No. You came back. You really are refreshed.
I know, we dropped the ball.
Yeah, we'll pick that up. We'll pick up the complaining. Here's an honest question for you. And you have to answer honestly, right?
Okay, here we go.
How many complaints do you get about Dave and I?
Mm.
Oh.
Do you get any complaints about us?
No.
Okay.
Right. No, we're doing something wrong then, if that's the case. Yeah,
or they've just given up after 15 years, they've just given up.
Yeah, true.
That's probably just true. Like, you can complain, but nothing will happen.
It's just like we've given up on our lives too. We're just like, we're owned by the radio station now.
It's like that TV show, The Survivor. You outlast.
Yeah, exactly.
That's exactly right.
But I feel like I was very much the squeaky wheel when it came to our window here in the radio station, which was dirty for like a lot of years. And I used to complain to you about that.
So for how long?
Like 15 years.
15 years this has been going on for?
Yeah, it really has been.
It was mouldy at that stage, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
But you did turn that around. You got that fixed while we were on holiday. So
thank you for that. Yeah. As a surprise. Yeah. I thought, what would make... Jay and Dave's day when they come back, and we made it happen.
You did. It looks great.
There was another thing that I noticed after 2 weeks away from you grew.
Big
time.
Dave, you can't say that to a pregnant woman.
She's pregnant.
You can. Look, I have definitely come out of the is she fat or is she pregnant stage. I'm definitely pregnant.
Where's the line with that? Has anybody said to you you're putting on weight before you told them you were pregnant?
No. Look, when I was boarding a plane to go down to Melbourne, I did have someone very sheepishly ask, and my partner has... I've just turned around and gone, I can't wait for the day for you just to say to someone, oh, no, I'm not pregnant.
I'm just happy.
Just to see the face.
I don't think I could ever just say to somebody, are you pregnant? Like, for that very reason, that I'd be terrified they're going to say, no, I'm not.
Well, I don't know. I definitely am now. So
okay. You just say with the generic, you look great.
Thanks.
And leave it at that.
Are you going to allow us to be in the birthing centre?
Maybe not in the birthing suite itself.
Okay.
But you'll be involved right up to the very end, right?
Okay. Yeah, of course.
I don't think we want to be in there either. You know, so,
I don't think that's the
so point. I do. You know why? I'll
so
be
much
like,
screaming.
This is for all of the stuff you've made us do for free. Enjoy the pain.
I'm more worried about like all the screaming just from Rex.
Yeah, exactly. You can be my cheer squad from the side. So
push it out. Push it out. All right. Good to see you, Beck. Thanks for joining us.
That's all right. Okay. Thank you.
So our podcast today, it's been a busy show, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Who got on the show today?
George J, because he's or she's back in style.
Them. You can't confuse that.
Oh, my God. I can't get my head around that, honestly. Like, seriously, in
Plus,
general.
Nitso as well. Looking at the forecast, we're seeing scattered showers this week in some parts of Mackay with Sundays.
And we had Bronwyn on the show too.
Bronwyn.
She's coming over to Daydream Island with us. And she is a firecracker.
She was like yelling at us.
Yeah.
We were basically forced to give her a trip to Daydream Island with us because she wasn't going to have it any other way. If you missed it, here it is on the listener app. It's been a couple of weeks since we spoke to our next guest, Nitto from Weather IQ. I know he's missed us. He even posted on our Triple M Facebook page because he saw a photo of us that were hugging, somebody told me.
Right.
And he commented on it and he's joining us this morning. You missed us that much, Nitto?
No, yeah, I have.
you just wanted the hug, right?
But you know,
group hug.
If it wasn't for us harassing you every morning, really early to talk about weather, what else would you have to do, right? It's not like that you're doing forecasts or anything.
No, not at all. Or sleeping in.
No, exactly right. Hey, mate, I know it's been a busy 24 hours for you guys. When I was on holidays, I did see there was a weather system expected to hit the Queensland coastline at some stage and somewhere, but that happened overnight in Cairns.
Yeah, it did. So Cairns picked up about 150-200 mil overnight. So lots of rain over there. There were signs, you know, about a week ago that might have hit the east coast anywhere from Mackay northwards. But that's obviously now north of us. That system is pretty much done and dusted, or will be in the next few hours. There's going to be a couple of showers around Mackay throughout the week. But listen, it's not going to be anything more than just maybe a bit of grass greening rainfall. You know, it's more isolated to scattered overnight, early morning showers, that sort of thing, and maybe some afternoon showers on the ranges. Other than that, boys, there's really not much to talk about Mackay with Sunday weather-wise. Southeasterly winds are going to remain pretty strong, or get pretty strong and then remain pretty strong for an extended period. So the boaties will be hating life over the course of the weekend and into next week for sure. But yeah, it's a pretty boring little April so far for the Mackay with Sundays. Anything but further to the north, up around the Cairns area, of course. But yeah, for the Mackay with Sundays, it's a little bit of a boring April so far.
That's pretty good for us. Friday night, Saturday morning, we're on Daydream Island with our biggest fans. Can't wait to get the man Keeney on and just sun myself.
Just make sure that you don't put a wig on, though. Fly off.
Are we talking about the upstairs or downstairs wig? I don't know. So it's a possible shower or two while we're holidaying on the Whitsundays?
Yeah. And it'll be a possible shower or two all week across the Mackay with Sundays area from about tomorrow. And the same thing through the weekend into next week. Just be aware that those winds will pick up over the weekend.
Right.
Okay, cool.
Was there something, maybe a possible low forming in the Coral Sea as well, but that's not coming anywhere near us, right?
Yeah. So there could be a weak low that pops up right out there in the northeastern Coral Sea just in the next sort of 3 or 4 days. It may deepen a little bit, but with that stronger southeasterly coming in from the south underneath it, but it will stop it from trying to move towards the coastline. So that dry air will try and keep it away into the eastern Coral Sea. And if it did try to move west towards us, it would die very, very quickly. But the expectation is that you could see a bit of a low in your weather map. Don't stress, don't panic. It's not coming anywhere near you, and it'll push off to the south or southeast eventually.
Right. Okay. Well, all the details, Weather IQ, their Facebook page is a great source of information, their website as well. Nitso, thanks for joining us this morning. Great to have you back on the air with us, mate. Thank you.
Thanks, boys.
All right. Hear that again on the listener app, Jay and Dave, for breakfast here on Triple M.
The people are real. The cases are real.
The rulings are final.
This is Judge Jay.
Still in holiday mode, clearly. Judge Jay, your case is sent in to us via our website, our email, jayanddave@triplem.com.au. First time back this morning after a couple of weeks break, Dave.
Yes, are you ready with your judgments?
I'm already judgmental.
Well, we knew that. But are you ready to judge on these three cases?
First case, please, sir.
Judge Jay, my ex and I are going through separating our assets. Oh, no. It seemed like he was sharing some of his assets with others outside our marriage. I found a bra in the shared car we had together. The bra wasn't mine. He said it was his sister's. What a lame excuse.
Oh, okay.
Should I have to surrender the car like he says I should? Pauline in South Mackay.
That's baloney, sir. Your sister's... Why would your sister's bra be in your car?
No idea.
Although, this has happened to me. Not the bra, but my sister and I went swimming one day and she had her bag of togs and towels and all sorts of stuff.
Yeah,
and her togs fell out. And my partner at the time, who was not a female, said, why is there a pair of women's togs in your back seat? And they'd fallen out of my sister's bag.
Right.
So I guess that sort of stuff happens. But for it to be a bra, I mean, that's kind of dodgy. That's dodgy, isn't it?
Well, I would think so, yes.
All right.
And it's a shame that we had to start off with that that situation. So what? We come back from 2 weeks, this is what we got.
Divorce. And you should just keep the car.
Okay. Well, that's what Pauline was asking. Should she keep the car or not?
Right. Keep the car. And look, your assets should be divided equally between a relationship. If you go into it with nothing and you've got that accumulated that stuff together over the years, should be divided equally. That's my opinion. Next case, please. Are you okay over there?
Oh, I was just a little bit choked up by that ruling. Our streets, but one person are all in for Jay and Dave to register live in your drive. She's the kind who complains about the length of your grass not being in line with the rest of the neighbours.
Mm.
Over to you, Judge Jay, Kelly Nandergrove.
You should probably all get together and sign a petition to remove that neighbour from your cul-de-sac.
You hear about these situations all the time, don't you? Like, well, someone just has this issue, needs to complain to feel good about themselves.
We are going to broadcast live from somebody's driveway in, for once a week over the next few weeks.
Yeah.
Somebody, by the way, will get the chance to win $5,000 if they come down to our outside broadcast. But Kelly, if we do end up doing it from your driveway, just make sure that neighbour doesn't come over and enter the draw, because if she doesn't like it, she doesn't get the chance to win the $5,000. Simple. Next case, please.
How about we just go up her driveway, the complainer's driveway, and turn it right up.
Next case.
All right.
This is my courtroom.
Jeez, you've got your knickers in a twist, haven't you?
I'm not wearing any knickers.
That's just disturbing.
There's a thought for everybody. Judge Jay wearing no knickers.
Oh, dear.
Maybe I left it in the back of Pauline's husband's car. Maybe.
Maybe. Okay, Leonie in Canavale, good morning to you. I have an issue with the lady across from us in Canavale. She feeds the birds, who then come over and land on my patio and defecate on it. If she didn't feed the birds, they wouldn't come and take dumps on my property. How do I address this? Over to you, Judge Jay.
Is this the pigeon lady from Mary Poppins or what?
Maybe.
It just seems to be a thing here in Mackay with Sundays. We went to an open home the other day and there was a bloke that had 50,000 lorikeets in his front yard.
Yeah, he fed them on a tray.
Look, bit of the devil you know, Leonie. Is it really that much of an issue compared to somebody who could move into your neighbourhood that you just don't want there at all? You know, there could be rowdy neighbours. If birds pooing on your patio is the worst thing that could happen, consider yourself lucky.
Yeah, but she's the one that has to clean it all up, not the neighbour.
That's a Leonie's issue, not mine.
Jeez. Maybe talk to your neighbour.
Right?
Maybe talk to your neighbour. Might be the best way to go.
All right, that is Judge Jay for this week.
The people are real. The cases are real.
The rulings are final. This is Judge Jay.
Strap in.
That sounds legit.
Hello?
Jay or Jay. Have I won stuff with you guys?
Are you free this weekend?
Yes, I am.
Oh, that's nice. I was just asking you a question, that's all.
What have you got in store, guys?
Would you like to come to Daydream Island with us?
Yeah. I would love to bring my partner and party with you guys.
For a second there, I thought you'd drop dead from all the excitement.
Oi, I am. I've turned 50 just a couple of weeks ago, so that's awesome.
Well, you are going to be along with us on the weekend. We'll look after the accommodation, the whole thing, all right?
Oh, my God, guys. I'm so excited. Thank you.
No worries. You stay.
How can you tell? You're always excited.
You sure you don't drink coffee?
I have had two today, actually.
I don't drink coffee, but I've had two today.
Well, they do say that.
Yeah.
Get off the Red Bull.
Oh, my God, I love it. Right, Bronwyn, you stay there for a second. We'll grab some details from you.